questions for Dr. Lyman. It's from Heather in Missouri in our live audience. And Heather wants to know what steps you should take if you think your horse has an infectious disease. How can you protect other horses from getting that?
Yeah, so going back to that concept of clean and dirty, your horse has now become dirty and the other horses have to be clean. So you make sure that you go from the clean horses, you take care of the healthy horses first. And then the last thing you do is tend to the sick horse. And then before you return back to the healthy horses, you ideally would change clothes, change footwear, wash your hands or use hand sanitizer or both. Make sure that any tools that are used to clean the stall of the sick horse are the same tools that are used to clean any of the other horses' stalls. That it's isolated for water and for feed from the other horses. Ideally, you would either move that horse into a quarantine section of the farm if you could, but a lot of times that's not practical. So you just have to make sure you're limiting the contact of the other horses with that sick horse. I don't advocate, if there's not quarantine available, to change the order of the stalls or shift horses around, things like that. But usually by the time you've noticed that your horse is sick, the surrounding horses are potentially already exposed. So in that case, you also need to engage in good surveillance on those horses. Like Dr. Dwyer talked about with quarantine, taking their temperatures twice a day, paying close attention to signs that you might normally not pay attention to, like the random cough from a horse, and making sure that you get an intervention for those horses early in the course of disease before things can get out of hand.